Hey everybody, welcome to Jen Lowry Writes. As you can see, I am interviewing Casey Osborne right now for you, a thriller author that you must meet. So I'm very excited to have you on the show, Casey.
Thank you so much. I'm excited to be here.
I've got to tell everybody a little bit about you with your bio. She's been a writing tutor, a news monitor, a graphic designer, a feature writer for a women's magazine and an associate editor for a literary magazine. She currently works in science communication and public engagement at the University of Wisconsin-Madison. In early 2015, she consistently began writing fiction, and that's what we're going to be talking about today with her new release. When not writing or working, she spends time being a mom, cooking, traveling, stocking the shelves at the local library, subscribing to way too many streaming services, and attempting arts and crafts of all kinds. She lives in Madison, Wisconsin, with her husband Mike, two crazy boys, three parakeets, and a goofy Australian shepherd named Confetti. Now, I Know What You Did is the title of your thriller that came out July 18th with Crooked Lane Books. So, Casey, all of those things encompass you. Like, I know, like, so many things that you're juggling. Your new book just released. Just tell us something else about you that you want your readers to know.
Sure, about me. Well, I early on in my life, I knew I wanted to write fiction, but I also knew that it was a tenuous, risky career to pursue. And so my practical side led me to journalism, which was the degree I got in college. And I really enjoyed my classes. I enjoyed writing articles. But by the end of my college career, I realized that I didn't have what it took to be a classic reporter, that drive to find the truth and ferret out the facts and write a hard-boiled news story without any embellishment or flair. And so I sort of had a crisis near the end of college about what I was going to do with my life. And I got very good journalism training, yet I didn't quite know how to make that into a career that I knew I would enjoy. So I did many different things, as you listed, and went back to school for graphic design and fell in love with publishing and designing advertisements was my first job, and
Oh.
just making interesting looking things to help small businesses, get the word out about their business. And so I really did fall in love with graphic design. The writing kind of went by the wayside. And then as I moved through my magazine career, I was able to start writing small pieces and then got larger pieces and eventually got back into the writing groove, but it still wasn't fiction. And so it wasn't until I had two small children and not a lot of time for myself when I realized I needed something for myself. And that's when I circled back to fiction.
Yes, because books are life. They're life-giving.
Yes.
And thrillers out of all the things of fiction. So in 2015, did you just jump into this fiction world and know right away that that thriller genre had you hooked and you were in that game to win it? Or were you dabbling in other genres?
I absolutely didn't know what kind of writer I wanted to be. I just knew I
Love
wanted to do
this. I
it.
love this. Okay, I love this. We got to talk about it. So
Sure.
you just had a blank page and you were just like, let's go for this and see what happens.
Yeah, I didn't really know how to get ramped up. I knew what I wanted to do, and maybe even a future career in fiction writing, but I didn't quite know how to get started, and I had very little confidence in my own ideas in the beginning. I thought book length pieces right away, but in order to write a book, you really have to invest in an idea, and it has to be an idea that is big enough to fill 300 or so pages, right? And I did not have that confidence yet as a writer. I would get
What
really
helped?
excited about something and start writing and jotting ideas, and then I would lose that confidence and think, this could never be a book. I don't know how to do this. And I would just put it by the wayside.
You need to tell me right now what helped you.
So, what helped me was, starting short. starting with stories, specifically prompted contests.
Okay.
So
that allowed you to maybe just dip in and challenge mm-hmm. yourself with the different types of genre too, because I know you were you thrown some crazy thing like a clown in a grocery store that must solve a problem? Just as if I could, I'm totally making that up off the top of my head.
It's not far from the truth though.
So like, was that kind of like how that just sparked your confidence to know that you could take any idea and run with it?
Yes, and I didn't have to come up with the entire idea by myself. It was a challenge. And by getting, you know, two or three prompts, I knew I had to work within a framework, and it didn't have to be a novel. It could just be, you know, either 1,500, 3,000 words. And it was a challenge to figure out how I could build a satisfying story with those prompts in a short amount of time, space.
So for somebody that's listening to us right now that has like, oh, contest, what's that all about? Like, how did you kind of get started on where to go with a contest? Were you just like Google searching and just asking writer friends of what have you done? Like, how did you find ones that worked for you?
I have to admit that my memory of this is a little foggy, but I believe I saw an ad for the NYC Midnight contest. You know, and it was a doable entry fee. It worked within my schedule at that time. You know, I had a free week when the contest started, and I thought, well, I'll just try this. I can still remember my first set of prompts ever, which was a crime caper set at a sports arena and featuring a tiara.
Oh, wow.
Those were my prompts. Yeah.
So crime caper. Mm-hmm. So then after dabbling in some of that short work and the contest, where did I Know What You Did just kind of birth? Like, where did that come from?
Well, it was a long road to get there. I did write about four other novels before this one, sort of my training wheel novels, you know, I tried on different genres. Every single novel I had written was a different genre.
Oh, wow.
So just sort of trying on, figuring out where my writing fit, my style, my excitement, you know, where that was. And eventually I realized that both in my reading and my writing, my favorite thing was some element of mystery. So something that gets you turning the pages. What is going on with this character? Why did they do that? What are they hiding? Whatever the element is, it was mystery that made me either fall in love with a book or get excited to write a story. And that's where I sort of ended up in the mystery, suspense, thriller space.
But I love that though, because that means that it's attached to joy.
Yes.
So if that's what you love to read, it just naturally becomes a part of reading, writing. The research is easy then. It's not like you have to go like painstakingly pick up something to try to force it into your life. But as you immerse yourself in that mystery, then you're fueling also not only your research and the author craft and all of that, but just love.
Absolutely. And I think, you know, if you want to write in a genre, my single biggest piece of advice is to read in that genre.
Yes.
And so, you know, because I love those elements of mystery of all kinds and all types of books, it was easy to do research by reading a whole bunch of mysterious, interesting, twisty books.
Yes. Yeah. So I Know What You Did came out July 18th.
Mm-hmm.
So 2015, you started writing, you wrote like four books in here and there. Talk to us about that query process with I Know What You Did. So, and your confidence too, because I felt like when you were talking earlier about you had to build that confidence.
Mm-hmm.
What was it that gave you that push to put this one out there?
So I had queried past books. In fact, in my past, I have had two different agents and two different books that went out on submission to publishers that did not get bought. And so it's kind of been a roller coaster ride as far as agents go. I actually had very good experiences with the two agents. They weren't, you know, they did a good job for me. I think it wasn't the right book at the right time until this one. And nice. When I finished I Know What You Did, I felt really good about it. And I felt like something finally had clicked differently than with my past books. And because my agent road was so windy, I decided, well, I will query agents with this book. But also because the big publishers had not, you know, snapped up my writing in the past, maybe I would look at small publishers and, in fact, the ones that will accept submissions without an agent.
Yes. Sort
of, so a direct conduit between me and the publisher rather than having the middle person of, you know, the agent between. And so I was simultaneously querying and submitting myself when my wonderful editor at Crooked Lane, Sarah J. Henry, read my email and sent me a message right away saying, "This sounds really good. Send me the full manuscript." And I feel very lucky that she found my book out of the many, many submissions that they get and fell in love with it.
And fallen in love with a cover. I love your cover.
Thank just you.
Spot on. Just draws you in.
Yeah.
And how did it feel when you got that proof? Look at that beauty. I have it in ebook. Nice. What does it feel like getting that in the mail, that proof, and actually holding your book? And talk to us about that excitement.
Yeah, it was very exciting. So I did get the, you know, advanced reader copies in the mail, the soft cover ones that are not the final version that, you know, go out to reviewers and early readers and stuff. And that was, you know, one step in seeing it real and holding a real object in my hands, which is really nice because I have had stories published in anthologies and literary magazines. And I do have a few hard copies here, but more and more, I feel like those are electronic only. So getting an author copy to hold is rare, or becoming rarer at least. And so it was very satisfying to hold it and see my name and, you know, print it on a spine and put it on my bookshelf behind me. And it just sort of was a very satisfying, you know, as a book lover, it was very, very satisfying. And then the hardcover coming made it even more official.
And then the whirlwind of the launch and the book signing at Barnes & Noble. I've been following your author page.
Yeah,
congratulations to you on just all of your success and just getting out there. Like, it's like, how has all that been going for you? How's that feeling?
It is exciting. And it, you know, during my query process and my book writing process, it was a huge learning curve. And I feel like I've learned so much over the past, you know, 7-8 years. And now I'm on the other side of publishing and I'm learning all this new stuff again, which is really interesting and exciting. And I'm learning how to advocate for myself. And I'm not an extremely extroverted person, but in service of the book, I'm learning to be a little more out there. And everyone's been extremely nice. I haven't had any bad experiences yet. So I feel very lucky, but it is a huge learning experience and I've got some support from my publisher. They have a small but mighty marketing team and, they help me out and answer all my questions very nicely, even though, you know, in some respects I have no idea what I'm doing yet.
But it is a learning experience and it's just allowing you to continue to build that skill set for you to go on for your next and your next thing.
Yes.
So do
absolutely.
You think thriller mystery is where you're going to be living for future work?
I think
work?
So. Yeah, I think so. I think my interests lean a little more toward mystery suspense than they do toward pure thriller, just because I like, you know, a thriller in its pure form is extremely fast paced and keeps the twists coming. Whereas I enjoy a little bit more character development and, you know, clue laying and sort of a little bit more, I don't want to say slow paced, but just slow burn maybe is a better, you know, just sort of building those layers of suspense and intrigue. But yes, I have another book finished. And I will soon begin to try and sell it, which is exciting. And I'm meeting so many other writers who have books coming out this year and who are trying. And I've learned so much. I love talking to other writers who are at all different stages, either ones that can give me advice or ones who I can give advice to if it's something that I've experienced. So that's been one of the best parts.
Yes, absolutely love that. Continue to give. And I loved what you said about the service of the book. Mm-hmm. Like, it can be hard for introverted us to talk about our lives, but no, it's about our books. And so it's easier that we know that we are championing what we love, the industry, the story, our characters, like that's what it's all about. It's the heart of that story. So I'm excited for you and where your career is headed and at. And I just wish you all of the success. I want everyone to go and check out Casey online. Where do you mostly live online? Your website is stellar. I'm following you on Facebook. So tell me where you pretty much like to spend your time on social media, where readers can kind of follow your journey.
Sure. Well, all of my links are on CaseyOsborne.com. My favorite personally is Instagram because I enjoy taking photos. So that's where I post a lot. But I generally post across Instagram, Twitter, and Facebook. I'm a new Threads user and I'm still sort of getting used to that. But I do cross post there too. So whatever your favorite is, I'm probably there. But nice. Instagram is my personal favorite.
And it's so easy. I just followed you that fast. Thank Everybody you. Go follow Casey Osborne. Her debut novel, I Know What You Did, was on sale July 18th. So that means it's ready for you and that bookshelf that you have that I'm sure has a beautiful collection. It needs Casey's work. All right, Casey, thank you so much for being here today. Last words of wisdom.
Words of wisdom
for any authors out there, writers out there who are listening to the show, what would you love to leave them with today?
I would say don't give up. Keep going. Find what you like to write and write it. Don't write what someone else tells you you should. If you believe in it, you know, it's worth putting out there. And, you know, if publishing is your goal, it is a combination of hard work and luck. And you can't put yourself in the position to be lucky unless you work hard and put your writing out there. And just, you know, don't give up and keep going.
Oh, love that advice. All right. We'll be staying tuned to see what's happening with you next. Casey, thanks so much for joining us. And thanks, everybody. Thank you for being here. Share this out with all the readers in your life. All right. Have a good day, guys. Bye.
Thank you. Bye.